Good morning. Today's August 20th, and this is the OKOK podcast on our knees for our kids. Today's promise is that God blesses his people. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have right standing with God their Savior. They alone may enter God's presence and worship the God of Israel. Psalm 24, verse 3 through 6. As parents, we pray that our children will belong to God. We want them to be among those who can climb the mountain of the Lord and stand in his holy place. When the Israelites sang this psalm, possibly every Sabbath in the worship services at the temple, they were acknowledging God's holiness and their need to be pure before him. In our own strength, none of us can be totally clean, perfect, and acceptable to God. If that were true, Christ would not have had to die. We must pray that our children will accept the sacrifice of Christ and so receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit works in our children, they will be able to turn from idolatry, to stay pure and have truthful speech. The glorious promise is that our children will receive the Lord's blessing and have right standing with God their Savior. Then they are welcomed into God's presence. What more could a parent want? Please join me in today's prayer. O Lord, I pray that my child will desire to be in your presence and to have a personal relationship with you. You desire that your people's hands and hearts be pure, that your children not worship idols or tell lies. May the Holy Spirit work in my child's heart so that he will be kept pure. I pray that his hands, work, service, and actions will always be pure before you. I pray that his heart, relationships, motives, and desires will always be pure before you. Help my child to never let anything become more important to him than you are, for that would be idolatry. Lord, help my child to be a person of the truth and a person of truthfulness. Lord, you promise that such people will receive your blessing and have right standing before you. I thank you, Lord, for offering your blessings to my child, and I pray that he will always desire to walk with you and so enter into your presence with awe and with worship. Amen.